Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a special edition of the Fresh Fit Podcast on a Sunday. We're here with Art of Kicks,
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir. Wow.
Guys, let's get right into it, baby. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast, man. So some quick announcements before we get into the interview. Patreon.com/FreshFit, guys, if you want to get exclusive behind-the-scenes content that you won't be able to get anywhere else. Us kicking out crazy chicks. Basically, you get like a kick-out cam. We call it the hallway cam.
Yep.
You can see all the craziness with there. We answer questions on there. We
Zoom calls.
Much post every single day. We have a weekly Zoom call on there with all our patrons that are at the higher tiers. And yeah, man, a bunch of exclusive content. We're also on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. So listen to us there if you're driving to work or at work, and make sure you're wearing headphones because you will get fired.
Hold on. Speaking of Patreons, camera 8.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, shout out to the squad in the back, man.
It's a good camera over there, fellas.
Miami. Gang, gang.
Yeah, dinner,
now
man.
We got a Rico case against us. Fresh and Fit fam. Oh, okay.
Yep.
So yeah, shout out to all the family in the back, man, watching the show live. So guys, quick announcement, man. I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, guys, but I'm just going to have to keep it 100 with you guys. As always, we don't lie on this podcast. We keep it real.
Yep.
We had to get rid of some guys on the team. You know, it is what it is. But from this point forward, effective immediately, we no longer associate with Allende the Artist or Large A Studios. So if you guys mess with them, you know, cool. You know, we're not going to sit here and say anything negative about them.
Yeah.
But as far as we go, we no longer associate with them. They're not going to be associated with us. So, yeah, Fresh and Fit, as far as we know, me, Fresh, Trey, Chris. That's it.
That's it.
All right? Nobody else. If anyone else tries to, you know, purport themselves to be, oh, I'm with Fresh and Fit, all that other stuff, it's not true. So yeah, man, it's just us four and, you know, no hard words for Allende or for Large, but we no longer work with them.
And if you're wondering why, things happen behind the scenes, and that's it.
Yeah, so we'll just keep it there.
Cool.
Other than that, cool. I hit super chats real quick, and then we'll get into the first question.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Ricky Webster, $10, sending a big super shout out to Aaron C. Poxon on his Earth Strong. I love my Fresh Fit family. French toast props do.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah. Ricky. Chris, is your birthday, motherfucker?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say work with you guys,
birthday, man.
On a Sunday.
JB84,
oh, JB.
I want to be there for the 500K celebration and then drop another 400 when I make it out to Miami, fam. Thank you so much,
JB84,
for the support.
Appreciate
bro.
You, brother. Thank you, man.
And then Mom Rizzle 499. Happy birthday to Chris and shout out to the number one podcast. Hope y'all had a great party. Next up is 200K and then 1 mil by December.
Thank you
so much, bro.
Appreciate it,
and,
brother.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to everyone on Twitch, man, watching as well.
Facts.
So,
thank you guys so much,
shout
man.
To man.
So cool. With that said, guys, I think was there something else that we had to announce? That was
it, right? No, just merch.
Oh yeah, merch, guys.
Oh yeah, merch.
T-shirts are in stores. For example, Ninja Watchers, all that stuff. But without further ado, man.
We got a special guest in the building, man.
We got a big special guest in the building.
We got Art of Kicks here.
What's going on there, buddy? Y'all doing good? Y'all doing good?
Yeah, man. How you doing? How you enjoying Miami so far, bro? Because you've been here a couple days now.
I think I'm going to have to get a spot out here, man. I'm liking this too much, man.
Yeah. Okay.
I've always said it that, like, Miami's one of the best kept secrets because, for a major city at least, because it's still affordable to live here.
Yeah.
Right, it's fairly cheap compared to major cities because a lot of people think it's expensive to live in Miami.
Yeah,
no, guys,
it's not.
Yeah. It's expensive to party in
Miami.
People come here as tourists and everything else like that. They get a hotel at Miami Beach, you know, on Ocean Drive. Yeah, they're gonna destroy
they
you.
They got a car, everything and that.
Exactly.
Full shebang.
But if you live in Miami, because remember, guys, Miami Beach and Miami are two different things. South Beach is not Miami, guys.
Nope.
For those that don't know, so if you live in the city of Miami, it's actually pretty well priced compared to other major cities. It's way cheaper to live here than New York.
Yeah.
It's way cheaper to live here than Chicago, Boston, LA,
yeah.
San Diego. It's actually not bad.
Here's
and the weather's good.
Here's the best part. All year round, it's sunny.
Yep.
So you pull up, you know what I'm saying, the C8 Corvette that you want, bro?
Yeah, you know, I'm
pull
bringing
up.
It. Yeah.
You're good to go, brother.
Hell, if anything, it's about comparable to Atlanta as far as price. If not, a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Here's the other thing, too. You could live in Brickell, like the Manhattan of Miami, a one bedroom, you can get one for under $2,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Yeah.
So you could definitely be able to be here and get an affordable housing. You know, it's just in Miami Beach, and what people think is it's expensive, but it's really not, man. That's why a bunch of New Yorkers are moving down here, bro. Like, that's right now, it's a seller's market because all the New Yorkers, all people from the Northeast are moving down here in droves.
Even this
man.
Building is full of New Yorkers.
Yeah, for yeah. Facts.
Okay. So, yeah, man, if anyone that doesn't know, who is Art of Kicks, brother?
What you mean, who is Art of Kicks? What you mean? I mean, I'm a content creator. Mm-hmm. I got a YouTube channel. I got three YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. The main channel is about to hit 1 million subscribers in probably about 2 months or so.
Shout out to that.
I got an e-commerce business. I appreciate it. I got an e-commerce business, sell merchandise. That's capartykicks.com. Claim yours. As a matter of fact. I think I got something for the boys.
Wait, what is that? Shut on camera.
That's dope, man.
With the blue hats,
dope,
bro. Yeah,
with the blue hats.
Thank you, brother. I saw y'all doing that.
I had already had these.
I'm gonna get rid of this one. I'm gonna do the Bobby Schmurda, throw it up in the air, and then just come back. Yo, these are the new hats that we're gonna use.
Shout out to Art of Kicks, man.
That's fucking lit, bro.
Yeah, man. And I was already doing these before.
I'm putting them right now. We ain't capping it here,
man. Nah. Take them all.
Nah, these are good. This is very good. Good quality.
This is nice, man.
Yeah,
I love these things, man.
Yo, shout out to him, man. The merch god too, because his merch is fire, bro.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Thank you, bro.
Thank you. That's awesome. Okay, yeah. So can you tell, you said you do e-commerce.
That's right.
YouTube.
That's right.
Three channels. One's a reaction channel. What about the other two?
The other two, I got a second channel is called A Different Perspective. So that's where we have conversations about any and everything that's related to us as human beings and how we experience life, because there's more than one way to see anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when you come to, I'm just now stepping into the whole relationship dating stuff on that channel. And a lot of stuff that we see as far as content on YouTube, is a lot of it tend to be a bit one-sided. But we know if you live in the real world, there's other things that is happening out here. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about that stuff too. Talk about the good, the bad, and everything in between. And that's everything in life. You know, that's the self-development channel as well. Bettering yourself when it comes to finances, building yourself together. I got the AOK Fit shirt. I'm trying to get in shape myself. Everything with that channel. And then the third channel is the gaming channel.
So what made you choose the name Art of Kicks? And what's your good start? What made you start YouTube in itself?
All right, so Art of Kicks, that was chosen. First, when I started YouTube, I was doing sneaker restorations. Mm. I was doing sneaker restorations on YouTube. I was the go-to guy in Atlanta. So anybody that needed their shoes restored, they came to me.
Gotcha.
And so I was getting a lot of clientele all over the state of Georgia. So I was driving around and I was vlogging that whole experience. Me picking up your shoes, seeing them, how beat they look, getting them back to my place, working on them, bringing them back to you, and seeing how excited folks would be about their shoe. That's, you know, it went from beat to heat. They'll be so excited. I was like, yo, I got to vlog this experience.
I like that.
I got to vlog this experience. So I did that, started the channel there. Then I got real busy. Got a job working 16 hours a day. I was like, I can't do this whole vlogging thing no more. Let me switch up the content. I can do a reaction, knock out one or two of those, and still take on this job. So started doing reactions. Channel took it to another level.
Damn. I'll tell you this, because the sneaker niche is very, that's unique. Because obviously there's a couple sneakers in general is a niche. And then sneaker cleaning, I've never seen a YouTube channel for sneaker cleaning. So were you taking old Jordans from like 91 and stuff like that and restoring them back to original? Oh, wow.
You talking about taking a newer shoe that got a nice sole on it, taking the sole off of that one and putting it on the old one. I was doing a whole nine yards. I was going in. And since I was a former artist, so I had that eye for detail. So it was super important to me to make that sneaker look how it was supposed to look.
Yeah.
So I was enjoying that. It was a process, but I was making bread. I mean, I was charging more than people was paying for them shoes usually.
Yeah,
goddamn.
It's a process. It don't take a minute to get that junk done. Mm-hmm. So, I said, I got so busy with my job, and I was making good money from that. I really didn't even have to take on that job because the sneaker thing was popping so hard. But you know, you be in that 9-to-5, you know, mindset. You think that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, let me work this job, and then let me take on YouTube full time.
Because I used to be, and shout out to Trey, because Trey's a sneakerhead. Trey has like a bunch of, he has some foam posits on right now.
Yeah.
So I used to be a sneakerhead back in the day. I used to collect Jordans, foam posits. Not Nike Dunks so much. I wasn't a fan of Nike Dunks. I was a fan of Jordan Retros. And not really the only like specialty shoe I liked was the Spizikes. But okay. I remember like with the sixes, especially the gum bottoms, if you got like the old ones from the 90s, they were always like yellow or orange or whatever. So that's the way you could tell it was the OG versions versus like, you know, the newer, you know, 2000s versions. But so you were taking the newer ones and putting them on the old joints.
Putting them on the old ones, yeah.
Question though, does that lower the value?
No. Well, it to some extent, it kind of do because sometimes you can tell if something repainted if you can't get the paint match, to be exact.
Yeah.
You can tell sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, usually it does. People usually want their shoe, even if it's dang on crumbling up. You know, if they only sit on it, then that shoe's still going to hold its value like that. So, yeah,
but they want to wear them and stuff. Probably.
They want to wear them. Yeah. Like, you know, sneakerheads going to wear their shoes. Yeah, exactly, 100%.
Okay. So you brought up a good point just now, because I had a pair of Balenciagas, right? You know, the socks ones?
Sure.
And the bottom is always white, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because they're white, you go to a party, they get mad dirty.
Right.
So if you get it repainted, does that lower the value of the shoe, or is it just like...
Well, it's a Balenciaga. It's not treated the same like a Jordan or the hype shoes like that. So nobody going to really care. It's still a Balenciaga at the end of the day, so...
Gotcha.
Yeah, but like the whole yellowing thing, that was the worst process of getting the shoes to be unyellow if I'm not switching the soles out.
Yeah. I feel like with Jordans, you're it's the scarcity that creates the value.
That's right.
And versus like Balenciagas, Gucci's, whatever, it's the brand that creates
the brand,
and holds
that's
the
right.
value.
Gotcha.
Exactly. You know, because like I remember back in the day, I had like 30 pairs of J's myself, and I was really big into it. And then I had to get out of it because I was like, bro, this is a waste of money.
It is a waste.
But no, it was definitely like really that's interesting stuff, man. Because I always wondered like if because there's OGs that have the stuff that's because there's two types of sneakerheads.
Mm-hmm.
You got your sneakerheads that wear the shoes,
mm-hmm.
right? That actually wear them and enjoy them. Like I would assume they'd go to you because they want the gum bottoms to be able to work and the shoe doesn't fall apart.
Right.
Then you got the other guys that keep it in the box and never look at it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The dead stock guys. So
see, and I wasn't even a sneakerhead. I wasn't even a sneakerhead. I had to learn the sneaker culture because of sneaker restorations. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit here and work on these shoes, learn about these shoes, but I wasn't collecting them at all.
Oh, wow.
Nah, I was like, that's a waste of money. I was like, I'm going to make money off of this industry. I'm not about to sit here and buy them and spend my money on them. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So could you tell us about like the grind from sneaker restoration to like reactions? Like, how was that? Because I know you said you worked a job at the same time too, so that was kind of like challenging.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was a struggle because I get home from my job. I work from the sun up to the sun down, get home, it'd be late at night.
What did you do back then?
I was a service advisor. I was working for automotive industry.
Okay.
So I was doing that, getting home, and then knock out a reaction or two, have it up, scheduled to go up either the next day or that night. And the grind was slow at first. It took me a whole year to get my first 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah. It
took a whole year.
You know what's funny? People be like, yo, YouTube is easy. Just hop on and do this and that. Bro, I know people that struggle for years to get, like you said, 1,000 subs.
Yeah.
This is not easy, guys. Like, it may blow for one person like that, but it doesn't mean it's going to blow for you like that, honestly. Mm-hmm.
And then I wasn't consistent, too, though. Like, now I'm posting literally every single day. As I'm here, videos are going up. I'm posting every single day now, but back then I was posting like once every couple of weeks.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's a different thing. Mm-hmm. But once I got that 1,000 subscribers, I got hyped. I was like, oh, I can get monetized now. All right, so let me go ahead and really be consistent and take this thing serious.
Right.
Went from 1,000 to like 250,000 the next year. I gained 500,000 alone last year to add on top of that 250,000. Now we about to hit 1,000,000.
Damn.
Yeah. No, I mean, YouTube is a grind, bro. And I would say with 2020 especially, what that did was that separated the top YouTubers from, I think there's an even bigger gap now.
What's
because
that?
With this beer bug, right, we'll keep it YouTube friendly.
Yeah.
What basically was shown was people are going to, you know, people want to get on YouTube, start creating content. You know, social media usage went up significantly on all platforms.
Huge spikes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then a bunch of YouTubers came. So what happened is since it's kind of saturated, everyone's, you know, wants to become an influencer. You ask kids nowadays, what's the number one thing they want to do? They all say they want to become influencers.
Exactly.
Yep.
So everyone jumped on YouTube. And it's a grind now, man. Like, there's YouTube channels out there, ours being one of them, that has better production quality than TV shows now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's about. So it's just crazy to see the transition is so competitive now. You know what I mean?
The thing is, how do you stand out? And now there's Twitch as well. So Twitch and YouTube is like the two main platforms. How do you stand out?
Facts.
And from what you were saying, especially that you stood out because you know what? You were unique in your own time.
Right.
So that's why you stood out as well.
And that's another thing, too, timing.
Mm-hmm.
Timing is a big part of it because a lot of people that are trying to get in specifically in the niche that I'm in, they're going to struggle.
Yep.
And if you think about where podcasts is right now, you got over, I think is the numbers is, it's currently 4 million podcasts up right now.
Oh, so, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it doubled within the last year. It was like 2 point something million. Damn. That's up to like $4 million. So you got to think, if you're jumping in now, you're jumping in late.
Yeah. And then people ask that, oh, is it too late to start YouTube? I'll say this. If anyone, for all those people out there that want to get involved with YouTube, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And Mr. Organic, we were talking about this the other day at Moxie's.
Moxie's.
Are you prepared to upload a video every single day and not be paid?
And not be paid for it. Yep.
Exactly. Are you, if you're willing to do that, then do it. You know what I'm saying? We were fortunate here where we were able to grow fairly quickly. But what I did was, and I'll to give you guys my quick little strategy, was I knew we were operating from a deficit. So I was like, the only way that we're going to catch up to more established creators is we're going to have to catch up with content quality and production to move faster. You know what I'm saying? So that means we had to invest a lot of money up front to ensure that we don't have to spend as much time to get a return on investment. But is everyone in a position like that where they can drop 100 bands on a studio? Maybe not.
And also, the collabs are very important because, once again, they've already built a platform for themselves and their audience. We don't have that right now. However, if we bring value to their audience, guess what's going to happen?
Correct.
You know what? These niggas are cool. Let me go over there too.
Yeah.
Right. So that collabs
and then a heavy investment up front and taking a crazy risk helped us grow quickly.
Yep.
But you don't have to necessarily do that, but it's going to take you a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I didn't gain a dollar. I didn't earn a dollar my first year on YouTube. First year and a half, I didn't make a dollar on YouTube. I was I was, all right, you know what? I want to be doing this. I was enjoying the process. I was having fun with it. I was like, if something come of it, cool. If not, cool, because I still had 2-3 other hustles in the background. I was also selling products on Amazon FBLA. FBA, I was selling as a third-party seller on there. So I had money coming in. So YouTube was just like a hobby at the time, you know?
And I'll say this too. It's even harder to get monetized on YouTube now.
Oh, like, no, it's way harder.
It's 2,000 watch hours and all this other crap. It's way harder now.
Now they're putting ads on your videos from the jump.
Yeah.
So that time of
waiting. That's new.
Remember, it used to be 4,000 watch hours and 1,000 subs offered to get ads on your videos. Yep. Now YouTube is saying, you know what? Forget that. I'm putting out your video for
now.
Jump.
Yeah, even though you're not monetized.
Yep. And that sucks because it drops your watch time down. And watch time is pretty much the biggest component when it comes to pushing you in the algorithm. Yep. If people stay and watch your videos, they push you longer. So, man, I'll tell you guys this, man. YouTube is by far the hardest social media grind. I look at like TikTokers, Instagrammers, whatever. I want to sound like an asshole, but you guys are all peasants compared to YouTubers. Like, I don't care what anybody says, bro, because we've brought some baddies in here, people that have huge Instagram followings. They come here, they can't captivate an audience, they can't retain an audience, because you actually have to be charismatic and be able to deliver audio quality, all this other stuff. On YouTube, on Instagram, you're able to kind of shortcut all that crap with pictures.
But I like what AOK said. He said he never gave up, even though he didn't make a dollar his first year.
Facts.
That's hard, man.
Yeah, that is hard.
Most people can't do that, but they want the results of it, but they can't go through that period of time.
That's right. Yeah.
So, some super chats here as well.
Shout out to the Saba BG show. So they're in the chat right now.
Oh, shout out to Sabi, man.
Yeah, Sabi.
That's a pretty good show. Okay.
Andy Marujo, shout out to Fresh and Fit Family and Art of Kicks, favorite podcast with my favorite YouTuber. You guys are killing it. Thank you, man.
Nice.
Appreciate that. Cam S, much love to you fellas. Been watching for a couple of weeks and completely changed my life. I realized I was a beta man for too long and now I've been going crazy ever since.
Cam.
At least you woke up. And I told you guys before. You know, men are waking up and we're the fucking alarm clock. Hey, we got quarantine
with a god in the building too. Hey. Yo, put the camera on him real quick, Chris.
Hey, these guys are legit, real deal, hospitable, and hard on hose.
Real king.
Real king from the 305, glad to be in the building. Yo, Quartino, bro, thank you, man. Appreciate
that. Quartino, man.
You should have just gave it to me in cash, though, so you two wouldn't get it. I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
I'm just fucking around. Yo, thank you, brother.
Manoj Kumar.
179. Myron, Fresh Simps hating facts, #, don't stop. Yeah, man. You know, it is what it is.
It's all good.
And then Yanni Jimenez, $10. Love you. A-OK. Love all your merch, content, and live streams.
What up, girl?
Bang, bang.
Damn.
What
up? Shout out to that. People showing love, man.
That right there, that's one of my long time.
And yo, Quarantino God, by the way, guys, go subscribe to his YouTube channel. Yeah, he has a YouTube channel where he does reactions. Quarantino, what is it? It's Quarantino the God, right?
Yeah, Quarantino the God.
Yeah, okay. Post it in the link, and then I'll share it.
Yeah, cool. We'll share it on the stream.
So, so you're in a...
Oh, and we got 1,100 plus live viewers, guys. Woo. Please like the video.
And also, if you're on Twitch, you can't sub to our channel yet. Give us like a day or two. I think we should be able to do it.
Yeah,
after
we're going to become affiliates.
So just follow us for now, guys, on Twitch.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitch, guys. Also, follow our boy Art of Kicks on Twitch.
Sure.
He's on there as well.
I'm on there, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
So how was it living in Atlanta doing collabs? Because I know It could be kind of tough over there doing collabs, but how is it over there doing, you know, collabs for YouTube?
You know, it depends. If you come across the group of people with the right mindset, it's nothing to make it happen. But a lot of folks are extremely, extremely flaky. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person, you call me, I'm showing up. Because right. I'm already in the position where I can do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm free to move how I want. So just call me and I'll be there. But a lot of other folks is not like that.
Bro, you are a man of your word. Yeah. I will say that.
I mean, when you think about it, at the end of the day, men and women, our word is our value.
That's all you have.
That's it. Yeah. Literally.
You know, it's funny. He sent us a DM, right? Said, hey, I appreciate your show, whatever. I'm coming through this time for the party. I was like, all right, he said that, but I don't really know if he's going to come through. I got a text. Hey, bro, I just bought my ticket. I'm like, damn, this guy's serious.
Yeah.
I said, no, hey, I'm here on the plane. I just landed. I'm like, bro, everything you said, he did. Yeah. I'm like, that's respect, bro.
Yeah.
Respect,
man. And then when he shows us that respect, like, I was like, yo, what, you want to come on the show? We'll push it back a little bit. That's why we had a little bit of a later start. I mean, our kick showed up on time, but the girls were taking forever. But like, fuck it, man. You know, like, he, you know, we mess with him, he messed with us. So, yeah.
I appreciate y'all, for sure.
Cool.
That was a good show. It was short, but nice, short and sweet.
Now, it was pretty good.
It was still good, yeah.
So, how do you handle dealing with, like, not DMC, but, like, strikes and stuff like that with music? Because I know you do reaction videos.
Right.
How do you handle going through that process? Because I know it's tough, man. It's really tough.
Oh, man, I'm glad you brought that up, man. The music reaction scene is real, real hard on so many different levels. Mm-hmm. Because you got to think, you got a strike that's going to potentially come your way. Usually, you always get hit with a copyright claim, at least, bare minimum. You're going to get hit with a copyright claim.
Yeah. Right.
And that hurts the channel on so many different levels because if something comes up in YouTube looking at your channel and they're like, oh, man, you got a whole bunch of copyright stuff on here, we just going to give you a strike for this. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be real careful. And then on top of that, you can't monetize that. You can't monetize that. And it's not necessarily that it's always about the money. You know what I'm saying? It's not always about the money because but at the same time, you don't want your channel to be hurt. You don't want to jeopardize your channel and put it in any position to where YouTube can be like, all right, I'm going to take this away from you. Because you got to think about it. Like, this thing ain't something that's sustainable long term. Like, we might not be able to do this 10, 20 years down the line. We just got to put ourselves in a position to, you know, acquire other assets and other ways to obtain our money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
good point.
Because I used to watch Zias and Bilu coming up as well.
Yeah,
I wonder how would they do the reactions without getting like.
That's the other thing I want to touch on.
That's a good point.
Too.
Yeah. I'm like, what the?
See, the way they did it, for one, earlier on, if you got in at the right time, you wasn't getting hit with those claims and stuff. Even when it came to music, they got in at the right time. Because I was watching them. Heck, the day that I subscribed to Zias, I actually met him the very next day.
Oh, damn.
At, Sneaker,
are they in Atlanta?
No, they're not. It was event. It was SneakerCon in Atlanta. I pulled up. He had, I can't remember. It was B-Lou's girlfriend. He had did a prank on her.
Oh, Dommy V.
Dommy V. He had did a prank on Dommy V. That junk was hilarious. I subscribed. Next day, I met him.
That's crazy, bro.
He pulled in with a baddie, too, bro. It was crazy. But anyway, so, yeah, like with them, they started early enough to where they can monetize their channel and didn't have to worry so much about them claims. But now they got it to a level where they're doing the reaction with the artist that they're reacting to.
Exactly.
So what happens is they got deals with them. And then I have this kind of leeway, too, because I done made it big enough on YouTube. So I got connections with the biggest artists that I react to. So all I got to do is hit them up. I got their phone number. I got to hit them up and just send them my video that I reacted to, and they take the claim off right away.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Off. Yeah, you network. You get to that point. Like, that's where it's at with Zias and Bilu. Everything they react to, they get them claims removed immediately.
Think about it. Polo G, they're in the studio with that guy.
Yeah.
Because once again, now they're big enough to actually talk to them one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
All the licensing and stuff, all those requirements are out the window now because they can say, hey, here's a phone call.
They know every, like, I remember one of their biggest videos, they reacted to 6ix9ine's Gooba.
Yeah.
Well, they might not be getting them all clear.
Yeah, not all, but the majority.
Yeah, but majority of them. Yeah, at least 95%.
So you can hit the artist just like that, and then they hit their people, and then they.
That's it.
Once you're big enough. Yeah. Think about it. All Urban Central and Money Man. Remember he had that video?
Oh.
And he hit up Money Man. Hey, bro, this and that happened, and bam.
Yeah.
So.
Literally, all the biggest artists that I react to, I have their contact so they can remove the claims. But at the same time, I'm kind of stepping back because I done got myself out of that. Yeah,
They're all every like major hip hop artist has a house or something in Atlanta. Sorry, go ahead.
No, but what I was saying was, I done got myself out of that niche of music reactions. So music don't work on my channel anymore. So when I react to it, I don't get the views. I don't get the hundreds of thousands of views like I used to get back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it's because there's so much politics too. You also got artists that are looking at you be like, yo, can you react to this song? I like to go off of what my viewers want. If my viewers are asking for me, then I got you. I'm gonna take care of y'all because y'all are ones wanting it. But if y'all drop some music and none of my viewers are coming to me saying, check this out, I don't want to check it out.
Right.
And then they get mad at you. The artists get mad at you. And they be like, yo, what's up? You used to react to my stuff. Why ain't you react to it no more? And, you know, it puts you in this weird position.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with none of this.
The
no
content
more.
Starts to become more, it's less organic because now you're kind of doing it to appease.
It's like an obligation type
of
thing.
Yeah.
Look at DJ Academics. Same mm-hmm. thing with him. He posts about artists. So artists don't like, hey, what do you ever post me? It's because you're not trending right now.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, yeah. You're in a weird spot because that's then it. What do you do?
Yep. The only person I've seen Academics go for hard regardless is 6ix9ine. That's mm-hmm. like you, yeah. No matter how relevant he is, he'll post something about him to some degree. I remember when he was in jail, locked up, he would still talk about him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then 6ix9ine got him now. So it's like, you know, it is what it is. All right, so we'll hit... JFE.
Go ahead.
My wife's attitude towards me changed overnight, and she doesn't know what you guys
are
my secret weapon. Thanks so much, guys.
That's
thank
funny,
you,
man.
Thank you.
HD1099 says, hey, guys, I will join you for the 500K party, inshallah. I will cross Atlantic all the way from Morocco. I will bring a blue Moroccan Tarbok hat for all those lying bitches in Miami.
Thank you very much, man.
Life of Josh Bryant in the studio. Oh, man. What's up, Josh?
Say what's up to the camera, Josh.
Say what's up to the camera, Josh.
Hey.
There you go.
He says, help the homies out and follow their Twitch. Also, stop being lazy. I like the freaking video. Hashtag Ninja Watchers. For real, fellas.
And yo, guys, do us a quick favor. Go subscribe to our boy, Josh, on Twitch if you aren't already.
Yeah.
He plays, what game do you play on there, bro?
Right now, I play Valorant.
Valorant. He plays Valorant on Twitch. So go over there, give him a follow. Also, fuck with our boy Quarantino to God. He's coming on camera right now. Yo, go ahead. Tell him where the people can find you, bro.
What's up? Hey, y'all can find me on my YouTube, Quarantino to God, my Instagram, Reclaim Your Throne. You already know what it is. Let's get it.
And right. Thank you for showing that support. And then also hit up our boy Josh on Twitch and YouTube, man.
Boom.
And so he has a channel as well on YouTube.
And
so
also get on his Twitch as well.
Yeah.
Artie Kicks. Everything Artie Kicks. You can find me everywhere. Artie Kicks. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, everything.
And it's Kicks with a Z, right?
Kicks with a Z.
Kicks with a Z at the end, guys. Michael Meestroke 5, $4.99, likes are free.
Thank you very much.
There you are. Hit them.
They are. Stop being cheapskates. Okay.
So I want
to. We just talked about Twitch, so this is a perfect segue.
Okay. So this is the next question on the list here for you. Mm-hmm. So think about this, right? You've been on YouTube for a while, and then you start doing Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
What is the big, I would say, difference for you between YouTube and Twitch? Like, which is better? Should you do both? What's your opinion
I definitely think you should do both. I haven't been dabbling enough in my Twitch. Heck, I was showing you earlier today. I didn't even realize how many followers I had on Twitch. I thought
you got a lot, bro.
Last I checked, I had like 2,600. Now I got 3,600. Yeah. I didn't even realize. But so I'm definitely about to be streaming. When I was riding with you in the car, I went on ahead and put a post in the community tab on YouTube saying, hey y'all, follow me on Twitch. My Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night live streams, they're all about to be on there as well. So you can get them on both platforms.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
Yo, you know what's funny? Josh brought us up as well. Twitch has 4 streams of revenue for you.
I didn't even know.
Josh is like our Twitch advisor.
Facts. Facts. Okay. So it's crazy, man.
I didn't even know. I got to dig into him and find out what all 4 is. I don't even know.
It is crazy.
Cool. Yeah.
So I guess the next question is then, what made you say you're a blue pill? And what made you become RP aware?
Good question. So I've been studying this stuff for a little while now. It's like I've been somewhat always aware of it for the longest since I was a kid. But at the same time, I knew there were beta male simps and I knew there were alphas, but I didn't know how to navigate. I definitely went more towards beta.
Right.
And it wasn't purposely because I once heard someone say, and it made perfect sense. They were saying that males, boys that are raised by single mothers, usually those women are going to raise them boys to be the men that they themselves would not date.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They're going to raise them boys to be the men that they themselves would not date. So that means they're going to typically come out beta. And that's exactly what it was for me. So, yeah, I'm learning in recent years, very recent years, in the past 2 or 3 years, you know, how to come out of my beta male simp ways and go more into my masculine ways.
And how'd you find us, bro? Because I knew you mentioned it earlier, but for anyone that doesn't know how you found us.
Yeah. So fitness, in and out of my fitness journey, I was looking up some stuff on YouTube, and I came across y'all page. I think y'all was around 30,000 subscribers back then. Y'all was talking about fitness and stuff. So I caught y'all then, and then when y'all started doing a podcast, it just started getting pushed to me a little bit. So I was like, oh, let me see. I remember these dudes. Let me see what they're talking about now. I was like, okay, cool. I'm effing with it. I'm going to keep on watching a few more episodes as I'm at home. See, I'll be watching y'all stuff like all the way through. Whenever I watch a podcast, I watch it all the way through or play it all the way through in the background.
Damn, because thank I'm you, bro. Working. That's love, man.
Yeah, for sure. I'm working as I'm playing it. So,
right.
You know, I'm doing my merchandise. I got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of orders coming in a day. As I'm doing those orders, I got the podcast playing. It's nothing. It's nothing to do that. And I always want to be, you know, consuming content that's mindful, that's gonna help me grow and become better.
Right.
So that's what I do. Outside of me making content, I'm consuming and reading and you know growing in that fashion too. So yeah, that's how I came across y'all.
And when are you gonna start your podcast? Because I know that's gonna be big for you.
Yeah, that's gonna be probably within the next week or two. It's gonna be on the second channel though, and then I'm gonna have clips that's gonna go up on my Patreon.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. It's gonna be like open discussion on different topics, or
yeah, on everything. It's not gonna be just dating relationships. It's gonna be mental health. It's gonna be physical health. It's gonna be all type of stuff.
Let us know, bro. We'll definitely come on your joint too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Yeah, because I know you watch a lot of the late night shows. So mm-hmm. you super chat every now and then. Yeah. Hop in the comments.
For sure.
So my talks a lot about the candy store, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a candy store analogy.
Yeah.
You mentioned in the car that is literally you.
Most certainly.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, for sure. So like these guys say, and one thing I was like, all right, y'all need to have more people that come on the show that actually have lived that, have actually experienced that, because y'all talk about it, especially when you have the ladies here, because they over here thinking that most guys are getting sex and most guys are getting late, when that's really not the case. I know way too many guys that are virgin to the age of 40 years old.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, I ain't get laid for the first time until I was 30.
Damn.
30 years old. Yeah, wow. Exactly.
It happens.
Exactly. It happens. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
So, and why it's was common. That? Why was that? Because I was not high value. I didn't have much going for me. I was beta. I was simping like crazy, and I didn't know any other way, because I did not have a male role model, father figure at all. So it wasn't until I got to the age of 28 years old when I was like, you know what? This ain't right. Something ain't right about this. So I started studying the greatest minds on the planet, mostly men. It's a little crazy story. I was studying alpha men. I was studying successful businessmen at 28 years old. This is back in 2015. I went to my mom, presented the information to her. She went against everything.
Mm.
It was in that moment that I realized, okay, yeah, I got to throw out everything she taught me, because all that stuff, none of it has gotten me anywhere.
Right.
So we had a big falling out, big argument. I stormed out the house, came back. She had a stroke that night.
Whoa.
A stroke ended her, took her life. And I say this to say, if you don't strengthen your mindset, if you don't make yourself better in all the areas that you need to be better, you can mentally make yourself physically sick. And it's so much more to that story. I'm gonna go more in depth on it one day, but it's a real thing. If you don't be more mindful in taking care of your body, because that was what her real downfall was. She didn't take care of her body. My mother was someone who was the modern day woman to the T.
Mm.
What you see, what you guys be having on the show here, that was my mom to the T. She thought she was super strong and independent, didn't need a man for nothing. But at the same time, she used men for money. That was all she would get from them. So in my mind, that put this thing on me like, okay, I want a woman like my mom, because she was very loving and caring. She supported me. She did everything she could for me. But at the same time, like, my mom said, if a man ain't got no money, he ain't worth nothing. Mm. I ain't got no money, so I'm not going to go out here and even try to talk to these girls.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I saw it. So, and then my mom used to say stuff like, if a man got some weight on him, that's unacceptable. If a woman has some weight on her, that's okay. Women bear children. You know, they put on a few pounds. That's okay. But a man, that's unacceptable. So when I started putting on some weight, I was like, oh, man, nobody gonna want me.
Mm. Damn.
You know, so much of what our parents tell us and so much of what we see from them is what, you know, we embody.
Yeah, that's why I don't judge people for where they're at. Just that once you learn the information, it's up to you now to make that choice.
That's it.
For example, your upbringing, your household, that was what you were catered to be.
Right.
But then you forget, you know what? What about this?
Mm-hmm.
You took a risk. You watched some documentaries. And it's funny because Mr. Organic said the same thing. He studied like dictators, you know, people of high value.
That's it.
And it changed his mindset.
That's it.
So that turning point, you realize, you know what? This whole thing I've been taught is a lie. You confronted it with your mom, and then the whole thing happened. But I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's just a... It's a funny thing. Like when I say if I go more in depth with it, mm-hmm. you'll be like, yo, this is crazy how him understanding how the information that he was presented for so long, how detrimental it was to, you know, him and his upbringing as a man or a boy transitioning to a man. Because they always say a woman cannot teach a boy how to be a man. It's not possible because she's not living on this planet as a man. She can't do it. Damn. So I highly recommend. Ladies, if you're watching, if you don't have some type of positive male role model in your boy and your girl's life, please find one. It's important to have them there.
Yo, chat is saying you're a real one, keeping it real. The chat's going crazy for you right now, bro.
100%. Hey, I appreciate it. We in here. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'll never lie.
Damn.
I'm not good at keeping them. I forget them.
So I'll say, it took you a while to develop yourself. Sure. So. You struggle with the women early on, simping, everything else like that.
Most certainly.
When did you notice that women started to change their perception of you? Around what age? What mm-hmm. income level?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when did you start to see that Mike Jones, iconic? Back then, they didn't want me. Now
they're all on me.
Yeah, now I'm hot. They all on me.
31 years old.
31 years old.
Okay. Yeah, because, like, they saw how, for one, it was, when I first started doing the mindfulness, really, at, like, 28, 29 years old. It's funny because I was working at this job where I was this shuttle driver. And I was in there just reading books like crazy. And I was just embodying everything I was learning. Look, y'all, when I tell y'all, the process of change is a long one or a hard one. It's not going to be as simple as you think it is. Mm-hmm. The reason why I was able to transform so quickly was because I really threw out everything that I thought I knew about life up to that point. So you talking about, you know, Todd Lopez, he had this program called 67 steps or 66 steps to change and becoming a better version of yourself.
Yeah.
So I literally was like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to watch no more TV. I'm not going to listen to no more hip hop, nothing. I'm not going to consume any more of that stuff that's kind of jading my views on life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit here and consume only good stuff that's going to make me grow better as a man. So mm-hmm. I sat there, I listened to all that stuff, and I would let the audios play while I was asleep because I knew it would feed into my subconscious. And I still do that stuff to this day.
Damn.
Yeah, I let that stuff play in my head because even at a young age, I knew that if something was playing, I was dreaming about it. Like if the TV was on or the radio was on, whatever the heck was going on, I would dream about it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing about this with this content, with this information. So I like, all right, these rich folks talking about some rich stuff, I'm going to dream about it while I'm listening to it, while I'm asleep. So, yeah, so I did that. And then when I noticed the real shift when it came to the women is I was just applying it. I was applying it because I was becoming it. Now, I was working at this shuttle job where I had literally hundreds of people come in and out of this vehicle, and I'm dropping them off at their location every single day. Same people. I would just apply that to those people. If a girl came on there and I was attracted to, I would apply it to her and see how it worked. And it was working. It was working. Yeah.
Damn.
And how old are you now?
33.
There you go.
Yeah.
So 3 years has been like, or no, five about 5 years now has been like a good drastic transition.
But you know what's the scary part? Some men never make that change.
That's right.
Or they never hear the change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Your whole life you've been taught to be a certain way, and then you end up going to the grave.
Yeah.
You never had a chance to even, why is it like this? Why are girls doing this to me? So
exactly.
At least you had that chance, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. And guys, real quick, I'll hit the super chats. And if you guys could do us a huge favor, open up a tab. Watch us on Twitch as well, if you guys don't mind.
That'd be dope.
And, you know, you comment, because if you're on Twitch and you comment, we'll make sure we put your comment up. And we'll go from there.
Also, sub to Art of Kicks as well.
Yep. Make sure to subscribe to Art of Kicks on
YouTube and Twitch.
And Twitch.
That's it.
Real quick with these super chats. Kev Rich, $20. Keep speaking that truth. A-OK. SRTF, as Mr. Organic would say.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Thank you. Universal Foundation, 10,000 yen. I think that's maybe $100 US. What was that?
Yeah, it's red. So.
Yeah. Any man that has to lie to has fear in his heart, watching from Japan, keep up the great work, fellas.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much all the way from Japan.
Nice.
And we got Black Core Transport. Hey, Fresh and Fit. I started my business and purchased a NASCAR truck. Can I put a Fresh and Fit banner on the truck?
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, man.
Just tag us so we can repost
it for
you.
Yeah, we'll repost you, man.
So they know that you messing with us, bro.
Lamb Museum, $5. Wow, I never knew guys were virgins that old. I was 14 years old. Damn, eye-opening. And that's Lamb Museum.
You'd be surprised. The movie 40-Year-Old Virgin, it was a joke, but it's actually reality.
You know,
yeah, no, it's real.
As you guys know, when we double stream, thank you so much, Indigo, for that. Yeah,
thank you, Indigo. Guys.
Every single person that watches us live on Twitch, guys, even if you're dual watching it, it helps so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Chris.
You know, obviously, we're going through a little bit of a tougher time right now. You know, it's never easy relieving ourselves of guys that, you know, were on the staff, but you gotta cut dead weight and move on. And you know, this is definitely bringing us up.
The party was fun, man. Just that we wanted to be super, 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 like, you know what I'm saying, later for everybody. So, you know,
yeah. Yeah. We just had to do what we had to do. You know what I'm saying? Best Dating Podcast. Thank you so much, Bammy X. I lost my train of thought. I was gonna ask something.
Virgins, maybe older.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I was going to say was, to your point with losing your virginity at 30, mm-hmm. it's amazing. One of the questions, the staple questions we ask on the podcast, which I know you know this because, you know, you fuck with us and we fuck with you. I ask the girls all the time, what percentage of guys do you think are actually dating and having sex with women? And it's amazing to me how they say 90%, 80%, 100%, mm-hmm. you know, 101% every dude is banging. And when I tell them, only about 10 to 20% of guys are having sex with the majority of the women.
That's right.
They can't believe it.
That's right.
They're like, what the hell? And it goes to show, guys, we you know, we talk about it on this side of the internet all the time. Women don't really care about your struggles, bro. They just deal with the winners.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And most men are invisible to them. You know what I'm saying? So, yep. But it's just amazing to see like how, because I always feel like with men, it's not even I feel like I know. Mm-hmm. Men have to be fact-based and you know, because to get what we want, we have to have a strategy. Mm-hmm. For women to get what they want, they don't necessarily have to have a strategy. Just be attractive and it's going to come to you.
Just show up.
That's right.
So how could you expect women to understand the male struggle when they don't actually have to do anything to get men? You know what I'm saying? Men have to learn this stuff because we're the hunters.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out how your prey operates, how they think, mm-hmm. everything like that. So I always say, if a woman's going to get dating advice, you should get it from a man, not from a woman.
Yeah.
Because men are going to tell you the truth. You know, we're not going to, you know, lie. Well, unless you're Derek Jackson, right? You're trying to make a bag.
Or Poppy, whatever.
But, Poppy, whatever his name is. But dudes on this side of space, we ain't going to lie because we know the uncomfortable truths about what it takes for arousal on both genders. So.
And also, let's be real here. Most women, their point of origin is only what they can see. All
right.
So if all you see is these guys that are 6 foot, a lot of money, banging different girls, then, all men are hoes. They all bang all girls. But no, that's only what you're seeing. But the mm-hmm. average guy, you don't see him in any way.
That's it.
So that's the problem.
I mean, I got plenty of dudes back home that I know that got their first girlfriend at 35 and married her. Got their first girlfriend at 35 years old and married her.
Stupid.
But it worked for them because they're like, I'm not that guy. I can't get girls like that. So I got an opportunity. She's actually effing with my simp self, or you know, she effing with how I am.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at.
And I'll tell you this too. I say it all the time on the podcast. I feel like a lot of guys get in relationships and or worse get married.
They settle.
Out of necessity.
Guys
get into relationships out of necessity. Women get married out of necessity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not in your hardwiring as a man to be monogamous to a woman.
Yep.
But a lot of guys do it and settle because they know most guys don't want to go out there and have to source girls. I mean, we all know here, all the men here in this studio, we're all united by one thing. We got guys that showed up at the party from Colombia, different countries, mm-hmm. different walks of life, different races, different colors, different ethnic backgrounds, everything. But why are we united? Because we're all dealing with the same BS in the sexual marketplace.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's everyone's dealing with the same crap. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Women, they operate a certain way, and guys know that it's tough to get girls. You know what I'm saying? I don't see no YouTube channels out there on, you know, girls getting guys. Zero.
Yeah, right.
Zero, bro. If anything, it's like maybe how to get a guy to marry you, but then nothing about getting sex.
Yeah.
For men, it's both. Getting a girl to date you, to have sex, everything. Because men, this is a learned skill.
And you got
to
think about it too. Like, why are these channels like Kevin Samuels and you guys and everybody else blowing up, getting millions and millions of views? Because dudes need this information.
Yeah.
There's too many guys out here that are not willing enough, like how I am, to admit, hey, I struggled with this for a long time. I wouldn't get no ass at all. Zero. Zilch. still struggle with it. I'm still outside of the store, the candy store.
Yep.
Like, I ain't 35 yet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I still got two more years.
We still struggle. But guys, don't make no mistake about it. Me and Fresh lose a lot of girls, man. We're not, like, out here saying, like, oh, we're the biggest pimps in Miami or that other stuff. We do okay with the ladies.
We do our thing.
But we're not, like, on the level where we're never getting rejected or anything else like that. And any guy that tells you that they never get rejected is cap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I'm awful. I never get rejected. Bruh.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're all taking L's, which is why I tell guys all the time, focus on just becoming better yourself so you don't tolerate the BS with girls and you have the confidence to walk away. Because if you're putting all your eggs in one basket, let me just learn game. Let me approach 1,000 girls, you know, a year. Let me approach 50 girls a day, 20 girls at a club. That's cool. You will become successful. But the problem is that now you're deriving your pleasure and your success metrics from getting laid.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Anytime you start, like, putting notch count above everything else, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's going to be serious problems with that. You know, I ain't going to say no names. But the way you should be measuring your value, what have you accomplished? How are you doing? Are you helping people? Are you changing the world? Are you making money? Are you becoming? Because money is a very good indicator of the value you bring to the market. Yep. I hate to say it like that, but like I say, men live in an objective, fact-based reality. How much you earn is a big part of that. So are you changing lives? Are men coming up to you, shaking your hand, saying, thank you? You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys base their value on how many girls can I get? How many notch? What's my notch count? Blah, blah, blah. And that's the wrong way to look at it, because now you're basing your success as a man on a metric that's fleeting. We know women are flakers and, you know, they're not loyal and all that other crap, right? Chris Brown said it like 5 years ago. We know what time it is. So you need to base your value on something that's concrete that you can control.
Yep.
Your own success.
Yep. That's right.
Damn.
That's right.
So, Articase,
what's up?
Can you tell us one moment in history for you where you simped so hard, you were like, you know what? I'm a bona fide simp.
Let's go down memory lane with Articase.
Let me think. Was a moment. Oh yeah, I got the perfect one. So at that job where I was telling y'all about, where I was a shuttle driver, I was trying to get at this one girl for like 6 months. 6 months. We hung out maybe 2 times.
Damn.
She kept making it seem like it was gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? She just kept on doing it. What? But when I think about it, she was trying to get the benefit of me giving her like that exclusive ride to her job or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was on call for her, you know what I'm saying? Instead of waiting in line with everybody else and everybody else get on there, she was like, hey, I'm pulling up right now. Can you make sure you come get me? She was utilizing, you know, what I had in order to get what she needed. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I was simping. I was simping hard for that girl. So I thought it was going to work. And now I look back, I'm like, damn, she wasn't even all that. And she had a kid too. I was all in the wrong mindset.
So basically, she saw you. You had a car. You went to the same job, mm-hmm. and she was like, "Hey, babe, I'm pulling up. Mm-hmm. You got me?"
Exactly.
Damn.
I'll tell you one thing. One of the biggest RP truths I had to swallow and accept, and like to explain a lot of the times I got curved by girls, was I started to realize that women put men in compartmentalized roles in their life to facilitate favors and needs that they don't necessarily want to pay for.
Yeah.
So a girl that's a very, and the hotter she is, the more of these guys she has around. You know, a dude that drives her here, a dude that pays a bill here, a dude that does this, a dude that gets her into a club, whatever it may be. And it's amazing to me how so many men allow this woman to leverage value from them without really getting anything in return, but maybe the possibility of some bedroom fun.
Yep.
And when you told that story just now, that hit me, bro, because I can remember so many times where I might have helped a girl with getting in shape, or I might have gave a girl advice on something or whatever back in my, you know, blue pill days, whatever it may be. And I had to like learn the uncomfortable truth that you can't give girls anything for free. Mm. Nothing. Like none, unless they're paying you, you don't talk to them, or unless they're going to bang you, you don't talk to them. So question for you. What's it like collabing in Atlanta, bro? A lot of content creators out there.
I mean, it's a lot, but it's hard to find them. You come across them every now and then just sporadically online, but you'd be like, dang, I didn't even know you was out here. Oh. It's like you don't see everybody. They're not like clustered together nowhere. You just kind of got to come across them and hit them up. And maybe they respond. Maybe they don't. It's a bit of a struggle.
AMS and Kevin Samuels out there.
I didn't even know AMS was out there. I knew Kevin Samuels. I didn't know AMS was out there.
By the way, bro, catchphrases, like that's cap or like – the ones you put on your merch.
Yeah.
How do you come up with those catchphrases, bro?
Man, I just be saying it. I be doing these videos and this stuff just come to me because I be trying to crack people up and make people laugh at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then people just be like, yo, that's a quote. Put that on a shirt. I'll cop it. Simple.
Nope, not me.
Nope. Exactly. All that stuff. I wish a Karen would, all that stuff.
Yeah. Girl wanna, you know, hey, can I get that right? Nope, not me, not no more. You know what I'm saying?
Literally. Yeah. So many things you can use that for. But going back to one thing that you were saying in regards
compartmentalized
to
compartmentalized roles.
Yes.
Yeah.
That I got, so on my podcast, I'm going to be having girls come on talking about that. Because I got female friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some female friends. But I got female friends that say,
Jessica.
She was the one. She was like, yeah, I used to have this guy for this, this guy for that, this guy for that. I'm going to have to come on there and talk about that. It's real. Mm-hmm. They use that. They do that.
Facts. And you know what the crazy part is?
We know.
The thing that kills me, bro, is that they don't see anything wrong with it.
No, they don't.
Like that British girl yesterday.
Yeah,
she didn't see anything wrong with it. I was like, you do realize that you doing that to a guy is what I'm saying, like with the sex, but it's an agreement. And then I love that you called her on that. You were like, but you would never agree to those terms. You would never just smash a dude and just keep it at that.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? And then I called her. I was like, who broke up the relationship then? If it was just an agreement, oh, it was her. What she didn't want to admit is she wanted something more. He said no. So she cut it. Because I love it when girls try to say, oh, it's just sex. Nah, baby girl. Women rarely, if ever, treat sex as an equal value exchange. They always want something for fucking you every single time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
All right, super chats real quick.
Oh, yeah, we'll hit these super chats real quick. And we got almost 2,000 live viewers right now, guys. So make sure to like the video on your way in.
Sub to the channel.
Sub to the channel.
And almost 200K subs.
And then also subscribe to our boy Art of Kicks, guys. His YouTube channel is in the description box. Art of Kicks with a Z at the end. $20 super chat champ owns. Big fan of Art. Been watching your reactions from the start, then watched you grow over the years. Having Adam Calhoun and the Midwest boys, and now I've been watching Fresh and Fit dropping knowledge on these girls.
Nice.
So,
Mike Larry, $10. Keep doing your thing, brother. Thank you, brother. Angelo Atham, $20 Australian. Down under. I really think of a lot of women and men should start this particular podcast. Should watch. What this brother just mentioned should be expanded on. Show the Fresh and Fit podcast from Down Under.
Yes.
There you go. All the way from Australia.
James Yuri Safe, $50 says, respect. Takes a lot to share what you just shared. This is why shows like this are so important. I learned everything from YouTube, how to build credit, start a business, transfer my body, dress nice, talk to girls, etc.
Facts.
Get the damn likes up.
YouTube is
me too, bro.
Yeah, same I learned way. A lot on YouTube too.
Andrew, $20. Discovering you guys has been such a huge blessing in my life. Growing up in a one-parent household, no father for the most of my life. I was never taught these things. You guys have really changed my life. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I want to ask that as well. How has your videos, you think, impacted your fans? Because I know, like, you speak a lot about, you know, current topics, different topics as well that kind of like impact people in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your take on your content?
You know, one of the things that I put so much emphasis on my channel was mindfulness and wellness, mental health. So that's where I got the largest bulk of people wanting to subscribe and to support the channel, because I was talking a lot on that, because I talk about how I dealt with it. And so when I get the comment, that's really what keeps me pushing and going every single day, is when I get emails and DMs and text messages from people from Sweden and Switzerland and in Japan, and saying, yo, like, I was about to end my life yesterday, or I was thinking about doing it tomorrow, but I came to your channel. And now I want to keep watching.
Damn.
I want to stay here longer. You're making me help. You're helping me figure out where I want to do, what I want to be in life, and what my purpose is. That's the stuff that drives me to keep doing what I'm doing every single day.
How'd you get out of your comfort zone, you would say?
Easy. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be unapologetically me. I'm going to speak my truth. That was one of my first merch too. I saw somebody say it, speak your truth. Mm-hmm. That was one of my things. I'm about to bring that back at 1 million subs. But I was like, I'm going to be unapologetically me. I'm going to speak my truth. Whatever it is, I'm not going to shy away from it. Think of it like this. When it's your time to go, when judgment comes your way, that's the only time judgment is going to matter the most. So I was like, all right, you know what? As long as I'm here, can't nobody tell me otherwise. This is my story. This is my truth. I'm going to tell it how it is, regardless. I mean, what can you really do with my truth? You going to try to hurt me? You can't hurt me more than I've hurt myself throughout years, throughout my life. You can't. There's no possible way. So ain't a damn thing nobody else can say to me that's going to affect how I feel about me.
Facts.
So I'm going to say it regardless. So,
facts. And that's very true, man, because people have tried to come at Fresh. I ain't gonna say no names. Oh, married a single mom, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, in my head, like, bro, you talked about this like 6 months ago. Like, there's no hiding here. That's you know it. What I'm saying?
And I guarantee you, I bang more girls than you, nigga. Facts. So, I don't want to try, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, you know, we've already exposed where our failures are. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And you got something called AOK Mafia, right?
Yeah, that's what I call my people, man. We're the mafia. We're the family.
That's what it's right, man.
And you're a big DBZ fan like Myron, right?
Most certainly, man. I'm working on a piece right now. Folks are trying to get me to hurry up and finish it up. I'm going to do a live stream. I'm almost done with it.
That's what's
okay.
up.
Okay.
Shout out to Donovan Sharp in the chat, by the way.
Show me the scars.
Hey, shout out to our man, Donovan Sharp, guys.
CME coming up.
Yeah, CME coming up, guys. Go subscribe to our boy, Donovan Sharp, man, on YouTube, man. Makes fantastic content. Big inspiration for this channel. Mm-hmm. Good friend of ours, partner. And yeah, man, he speaks a lot of truths as well. Excellent production quality and everything else like that. So please go check out his stuff. Mm-hmm. Hilarious article breakdowns. But Goku or Vegeta?
Chris.
Oh, man, Vegeta.
Okay, facts. facts.
Chris, can you put a
Goku's
perfect...
Goku's a lame.
That one there, down below.
There.
Boom, boom, boom. Down one more. Down one more. That one, perfect work.
Okay, here we go.
AOK is the reason why your phone fresh and fit.
That's crazy, bro. That's what's
remember,
up.
You welcome did that reaction video.
Perfect work.
Yeah.
So, what was the response on that video when you did the reaction to it?
Oh man, see, I put my little twist on it, so I threw the Karen in there. I was calling them girls Karens. Yeah, I was calling them Karen, so I threw that little twist in there. But yeah, they was thinking, they were like, yo, what's wrong with these women? You know, a lot of folks they'll see some stuff like that and they be thinking, that ain't real. A lot of women don't act like that. I'm like, no, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised because you got to think. I think of it like this, especially when it comes to comments that people leave on videos and stuff. They'd be like, you know, a lot of people see stuff from their own perspective and they can't see past their own nose and they got blinders on.
Yeah.
You know, people that are living in certain parts of the world, if they're not seeing certain stuff, they don't really think that it's real.
Yeah, true.
And I know because I lived like that for a long time. I was super sheltered. So I felt the same way. I didn't think people really party. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I thought that was something that folks did on TV.
Yeah.
I thought you had to be rich to party. So, you know, until you step out and see what the world is like, travel. You'll see. You got to.
And I'll say this too, man. Like, it's crazy because like, someone made like an allegation and we staged kicking out the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
yeah,
that shit is so live, bro. Like you seen it, bro. We do that shit live, bro. You can't fake that shit.
No, it live.
No,
you do it live.
You don't even have time.
Y'all niggas see this shit's live.
Yeah,
we don't rehearse nothing.
And it's crazy that people would even think that, but that goes to show the deplorable state of so many women. Not all, but a lot. You know, mm-hmm. there's bad men and there's bad women. It is what it is. But I will say this. We live in a world now where, on a balance of probabilities, mm-hmm. most women aren't held accountable for their actions. They just ain't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're able to get the equality card, but at the same time, and shout out to Donovan, hashtag Vegeta, facts, Goku's gay. and then, not that that's bad or anything, but he's lame. So, you know, on one side they want equality, but then the other side they want to be treated like a princess and get, mm-hmm. you know, traditional, you know, treatment from men. Oh, I'm a lady. But then on one end you're like, well, you know, you want to debate me and try to say we're equal. So it's like, it's very tricky waters, and we live in a society that bows down to women. So when the girls come on this podcast and, you know, we're having, I say some things that make them uncomfortable, mm-hmm. that challenge their belief system that they have been indoctrinated to not know about, right? Mm-hmm. Like how men really are, you know, how they really may select whatever, because, you know, they want to challenge me on it. And that's cool. I'm all for having respectful discourse, but they're not respectful about it because I've always said it. If you've never been punched in the face before, you're going to act a certain way mm-hmm. where you don't understand consequences of your actions.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of women, I hate to say it, have never been punched in the face before. I ain't going to be the one to do it. But you could tell they've never been punched in the face before.
So you can.
So, whereas most men have. Yeah. Most guys, no, I can't talk crazy to this dude because there's probably going to be some physical ramifications to this.
That's right.
So, that's just the world that we live in, guys. And you guys just got to navigate correctly, learn from us, see how a lot of women operate, mm-hmm. and know the trigger signs so that you can get out of there.
That's it.
All right, super chat here. We got Alpha Zoe, $20 says, push it to the limit. Welcome to Miami, Art of Kicks.
Hey.
There you go. Martez Wiggleworth, $50. Fresh and fit. I greatly appreciate the type of dialogue you guys bring and wish that I had access to you guys yourselves when I was younger. Keep up the dialogue going. Art of Kicks, love your positive vibe and content. There you go, brother.
And guys, the guy that you see on camera is the same guy off camera, man. Yep. He's the same dude, bro.
It's funny. Meeting somebody in person versus online is two different things. And luckily, we've been able to find people that are genuine and actually who they are on camera and off camera.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, man. Yeah. So, Artcase, where can people find you, brother?
Man, you can find me on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter, Patreon, all that. Artcase, all one word with a Z at the end.
And then what are the next goals for you in terms of like maybe moving to different places, you know, new content? What's up next for you?
So moving wise, I've been thinking about where I'm gonna move to next as far as getting a second home.
Miami!
Yo,
come to Miami. Boy,
it's a strong possibility now. It was one that was on my list. Miami was on my list, Texas was on my list, but I don't think I wanna do Texas too much no more. I'm trying to get away from the heat. It's a nice breeze out here that almost blew me over today. I'm like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm thinking Miami might be a spot. I'm gonna come up here, hang out with you guys a few more times and
I'll
see
put you
get that
in
vibe.
Touch with my real estate agent Roger. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
We can get you an apartment in this area, bro. One bedroom for under $2,000, bro.
Yeah, that might have easy. Move. Just for a second move, because I've been a Georgia boy my whole life, and I need to step out of my comfort zone. It's about stepping out of that comfort zone so you can really grow. So,
yeah, bro. Facts. You got us here too. So
exactly. As far as the content wise, you know, I'm your boy on the road to a million subscribers. So trying to hit that million. Then my other two channels, I'm trying to get them both at 100K by the end of the year. And then the merch, I'm just trying to take it to the next level. Everything I'm doing, I'm pushing it to the limit.
Yeah, when you hit a million, bro, you know you did something right, bro.
Yeah, bro.
A million.
What's the percentage of a million of YouTubers that have a million subscribers?
I can't remember the exact number.
I don't remember what the number was because I know Mr.
Less than
Beast,
1%, right?
Mr. Beast did. I think it might be. I know Mr. Beast did the, what was that, the YouTube
breakdown?
He did a breakdown, but it was in, you know how YouTube be doing that one thing every year? What's that thing?
VidCon?
No. As far as like, you know, they kind of recap all of what happened on YouTube.
Yeah,
YouTube Rewind. So yeah they did that. And Mr. Beast actually put down and noted every single content creator that gained a 10 million subs, a million, and like 100,000. Like he came, they found every last one of them and put it in the video. So you can pause it and you can see if you're one of the ones that was in there. So you can see what that percentage actually was. But yeah, it's not a whole lot. But surprisingly, in 2020, it was a great bit of content creators hit a million subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Yeah.
I believe it with, you know,
you know
how much people were
locked
inside.
The world is so big, but there's so many small niches of people that watch, like cooking, even gardening, playing with toys, cars, dating podcasts. Like it's just something.
You know, I took a course on, you know, becoming a YouTuber before I even started YouTube.
Me too.
And they said that you can literally turn whatever niche that you or anything that's a hobby or something that you're interested in, you can turn it into a successful YouTube channel.
Facts.
It can happen. Yeah.
With the right marketing and the right team.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
It might not be everybody to do it, but somebody can do it, you know.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Cool. That's awesome, man. Hit some of these super chats real quick. James, you're a Safi again, 10 hours. Even in my personal training business, training women is much harder. I deal with so much more with them to the point where I'm considering switching my niche to men exclusively. Yeah, bro. I personally don't like training women either. I try to stick with men. Because women will always try to pull a fast one on you and like, you know, can I get a discount? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. And then let's see here. Marles Wigglesworth, $50. Fresh Fit, I greatly appreciate it.
Right, that one. No, I think we got caught up.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we might
all
be caught up.
Okay.
So, one thing I want to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Is now that I'm coming more into this manosphere, understanding it more, and not just that, but bettering myself and getting the bag up a little bit more, definitely got better options out there when it comes to women. I got a few of them now that I'm talking to back home. You know what I'm saying? I went on a couple of dates, you know, took a couple of girls out literally last week before coming out here.
Okay.
And I got some more lined up when I get back. So I'm before I used to put all my eggs in one basket, now I got a bunch of baskets. You know what I'm saying? So
boom.
That's what it's about.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's how you do it, man.
That's it.
You come with value, display your options, choose the best ones.
And about the one thing, too, and you know how you say, you know, once you got it, they come?
Mm-hmm.
So even one of the chicks I was just hanging out with recently, I ain't spoke to her. She kind of, like, wrote me off, like, 3 years ago.
Oh.
And just recently hit me back.
My Jones.
And talk about, hey, stranger. What you got going on? Let's hang out or whatever. I'm like, whatever. So I was like, all right, not taking it, you know, not paying it no attention, but she made sure that it happened. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how when girls actually like you, what they'll do, huh?
That's it. When you're in a different position, you know what I'm saying? When you got a lot more going on for you, when you show that you have options and they see that you have options, because I let them all know, I'm like, yo, look, I was out with this other girl this night. I talked to them and they'd be like, oh shit, I'm not the only one.
See, you could be even more covert and look through Instagram. Hey, man, you didn't want to go on a date? All right, Susie, how about Jackie? Jackie wants to go on a date? Let's get lit. On my story? Damn, I should have went on that date with him. Mm-hmm. Who's this chick? Mm-hmm. Too late now, sweetheart. Yep.
Yeah, you got it. That's how you got to do it, bro, because girls play the games anyway.
Shout out to Max for the information, by the way.
Oh, okay. 22,000 channels on YouTube, over 1 million. Wow. Okay, that's still a lot.
That's crazy.
But that's all across the world, I guess.
Yeah, across the world. Yeah.
Like every country and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then happy birthday, Chris. And yeah, guys, so we'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Yep.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
We're going to talk Money Mondays. And then subscribe to both our channels.
YouTube. Also, fellas, real quick, right? So right now, Twitch is not monetized, but it should be soon. So follow us for now on Twitch. Follow Articus on Twitch as well.
Yes, sir.
But what you can do is sub to the channel on YouTube, like this video, and then get on Patreon as well to support us. There you go. Yeah,
patreon.com/freshforguys for all the exclusive stuff.
And the merch.
Also, make sure to follow us on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, so you guys can get all the audio podcasts. And then, what was that?
Yo, and also, you're the king of... Actually, hold on. Let me not say that, because organic will probably kill me. But I would say you're another merch guy, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit like about that real quick, sure. A snapshot? How has dealing with merch changed your life?
Man, for one, income-wise, the merch game is good. I sell out of my merch just about every time I drop merch.
Damn.
Mm. So with that, it's like, all right, I'm providing something that people would actually want. And then, you know, I'm putting hands on literally everything that go out the door. So that means everything that I'm selling is getting autographed. You know, I got to put that little special touch on there because, you know, people will appreciate that stuff. You're like, oh, man, he took the time out to actually lay hands on this and putting his signature approval on it. You know what I'm saying? That's my brand. I got to make sure it happens that way.
Where can they get it?
Artofkicks.com.
Boom.
Bang. And then we got Champ Owens, $5. Yo, since I got my best music reactor and podcast on at the same time, can I request a song for you guys to react to?
Not right now, my friend.
Fresh knowledge is like Jordan Peterson logic. Okay. And then Japan-mated. What courses or materials do you suggest for how to start a YouTube channel, Fresh and Fit Rocks?
We should make a course ourselves, God damn it.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you can Google, Mr. Beast has a good video about how to start on YouTube as well.
And Think Media is good too.
Yeah, Think Media. Also Grim Stefan as well.
Yep. See me, Aji Tenars, appreciate all y'all do. God bless. A-OK, which dictators did you learn and study from? Sounds intriguing.
they're on my channel. I'll talk about them.
Okay. All right, cool. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 6 p.m. Thank you so much for the support. We'll catch you guys then. Peace.